My name's Ollie Taylor and I'm here at Gloucestershire Archives with John Davis, who's very kindly brought in some photographs of fielding machinery for us to talk about today. John, looking at this photograph, what is it of?
This is a scrap baler. I think it's SCB3, I believe. The three signifies that it was three pressing operations to produce the finished bale. And this one, it looks as if it's got the exit from the machine is at the side. The first operation was to close the contain the area where the scrap metal was put. It could have been shoveled in by hand or whatever. It is not a terribly big machine. There may have been the customer's own loading equipment. But anyway, when the space was filled, the first operation was that the top door would close, and if any bits and pieces were hanging over the side, these were chopped off by the various plates on the side, which were hardened material, obviously, to be able to produce a shearing action. And then the next operation would have been the ram coming forward and pushing the metal against the end of the machine. That makes two. And then third one, the ram would have come forward at 90 degrees to the previous one and compress the bale even further against a closed door. And then when that operation was complete, the door or the slide would move back, and this ram would then come forward again and push the bale out through the open door.
So that was the SCB3. How was that different from the SCB2?
Well, as far as I remember, there were only two operations for that, the door closing and one other operation only. Now, I can only, my memory doesn't serve me that well, but I would assume that was probably where it was maybe a smaller item, smaller machines, or whether the stuff being pressed was possibly a softer material. That I can't really answer, Ollie, but they were obviously a little bit simpler machines because there weren't so many movements taking place.
And SCB, does that stand for scrap cube baler?
Self-contained. I think that's self-contained balers.
Brilliant. And looking at this picture, John, it was taken at Fieldings. Whereabouts in Fieldings was this?
Once again, that's at the top end of the hydraulic one. And once again, it's one of the previous pictures. There's the stairs going up at the above the machine that you can see there, which was then led to a bridge over the goat track railway over to the fabrication shop and the pattern shop, constantly used.
And on the right-hand side of the picture, we can see a few steps leading up to a door. Was that an office for someone?
That was indeed. Whose office it was at that particular here, I'm not quite sure, but their use did change from time to time. But looks as if the windows are partly boarded up. I'm not quite sure why that should be, but they are. And then for safety purposes, obviously, there are fire buckets and fire extinguishers, etc. But in my years there, I never ever remember really any serious fires or anything taking place. I know there was once a very serious accident where an item slipped off a crane and seriously injured a gentleman working on the marking off table. But people were very, very careful, as they had to be, you know, in a place like this. And so accidents were very infrequent.
And thinking about the situation of these fire buckets and fire extinguishers, there was obviously one here at the end of this room in at Fieldings. Would there have been any other fire extinguishing areas in the same room? Where else were they situated?
Oh, I would imagine there'd be more than one, because these shops, especially Hydraulic One, was pretty big shop, and it was adjacent to the heavy machine shop, so there would have been more than one, but the more likely of a fire or anything would have been testing some hydraulic equipment, because so possibly then you've got oil kicking around and you could have a fire start. But in the machine shops, probably less likely.
Speaking of fires, did you ever have fire drills when you were at Fieldings?
There was like a fire internal sort of fire brigade. I forget what the exact title was now, but there were people who did train for this, but not the complete workforce. I think it was just a dedicated a few were organised and did fire service practice from time to time.
Thank you, John. Is there anything else you'd like to add about this picture of the baler or any of the details around Fieldings?
I think that's about all I can recall about that one.
Thanks, John.